You can tip the basket, and you can bring the basket within the 10 tefachim. You can tip the basket without moving it to one side, now gets below 10 tefachim. Below 10 tefachim is back in the Rishus HaRabim, and that way you'll be able to take the Eruv into your Makom Shmisa. So first, the question, the threshold question that the Rishonim asked, Tosfos alludes to it, is that how, if you tip the basket, aren't you now bringing the basket from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, and thereby violating the Malacha Hotzah? If you say that it works now to bring the basket into the Rishus HaRabim, from the Rishus HaYachid on top, you tip the basket, and now you bring it down to the Rishus HaRabim, so now you have access for it. Well, then, if you have access for it, because it's in Rishus HaRabim, it went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. It's Malacha Doraisa on Shabbos. Right, so you had the Akira by tipping it, and then the Hanukkah when it sits down. Where is it any different than going like this?
I
moved it.
It's still connected to the tree.
Right, so now it worked. But it's like this, it's standing still now. That's the threshold question. The Rishonim answer that they must hold like Rava on Shabbos, who has a concept of Eged Klishme Eged. Look at Tosos. He says, Perish Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Haya Mora Sarala Karabon, the Arabi Matsnia, Eged Klishme Eged. It's connected. The cave of the Eged Kli Lamala, since part of the Kli is still on top, Lamala Miyud, Kishanacha Ev Lamata, Ein Bahanacha Ze Isratza. Similar to what you're saying, Mati, is that since it's still connected on top, it's still considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. It's not moved. So it's still part of the Rishus HaYachid. It's enough in the Rishus HaRabim for the Eruv Tchumim, but it's not in the Rishus HaRabim, doesn't move into the Rishus HaRabim for Hotzah purposes. Okay, Yosef Rav Papa v'ka'amr lahi Shmaita. So Rav Papa was sitting and he said this, Shmua, Esve Rav Bar Shiva l'Rav Papa. So Rav Bar Shiva asked Rav Papa as follows. Okay, we're going to bring down a Mishnah in Alamed Ches. Basically what you have is, it's Yontif on Friday, Shabbos on Shabbos. Right, so Yontif Chalos with Shabbos, and you want to make it put down an Eruv Tchumim in order to leave your Tchum both on Friday, which is Yontif, and on Shabbos. Now, if you put the Eruv down on the first day, which means, I guess, on Thursday, Ben Hashmashos, and then you go back to your house, so fine, it works for Yontif, but there's a chash that the Eruv won't be there for the next day. Right, and the halacha is that if the Eruv is eaten on the first day, it doesn't work for the second day. So you have a problem here. You have to make sure the Eruv is in existence both Ben Hashmashos Thursday and Friday. So the Gemara says, Ketiru Ose, what do? Molicho, you give it, talking about giving it to a shliach, because if you walk there yourself, then you don't have a problem. You call it a shvisa. But molicho, you give it to a shliach, barishon, on Erev Yontif, right? And he goes to the place where you want to be kona shvisa, umachshif alav, and he waits there until it becomes night. Then he's kona the shvisa, the notlo, and then since it's Yontif, he's allowed to carry, so he picks up the Eruv, Ebolo, and he brings it back to the city. Because if he leaves it there, maybe he'll get lost, and he won't be there for the next day. So Basheni, which means an Erev Shabbos, which means Friday afternoon, again, he goes back, Machshif Alav, he goes back, puts it down to Eruv Tchumim, the Ochlo, and if he wants to, he can eat it there. He can't bring it back now because he's outside, he can't bring it back because he won't saw issues, Ubolo, and then he comes back to the city. So basically what he does is he just has to go there twice. He has to go there twice, Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon, to keep the Eruv, to get the Eruv there. So Gemara asks, so they're asking now, Amai, why does he have to actually go all the way out to the city, to go to the end of the Tchum? Nemo, we just had this concept of Hoel. Since you could have tipped the basket, it's as if the basket is in the lower part, so too here. Kevan, the e-boy, amtuye, motzi mamtile. Had he wanted to go all the way out there, he could have gone out there. Afagad blamti, command amtile. It should be considered Hoel that he went there already. Right, Rashi, basically, had he wanted to bring the Eruv there, it was in his hands, the possibility to do it, even though he didn't bring. So it's as if he brought it there. It's the same thing we see by the basket. Rav Yirmiyah said that even though you put the basket in Rishus HaYachid, and he's Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, we say, Hoyo, since he could tip the basket, it's considered Rishus HaRabim. So to here, say, since he could have walked the Eruv to the end of the Tchum, right, he could have walked it there, say, Hoyo, and since he could have walked it there, it would be like as if he walked it there. So... So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Gemara says, no, Zeira Mishum Yontov Shechal Yosachar Shabbos. Einach Anam, we do say, typically say the concept of Hoyol, but here there's a different issue. Here, if you allow the person to do Hoyol, then you may have to come to the problem, the reverse. The reverse case is what? Is that Shabbos followed by Yontif. Okay, so Shabbos followed by Yontif, Rashi says, the Itzgarabon lekol hamarabim leholich eruv on the makom shvisasa. And the reason why you call force all the people who are making eruv to actually go to the place where they're making the shvisa, it's gzeirim mishum yontav achar Shabbos. Why? The e boy lam tuy b'Shabbos la'ariv liyom hamacharas. Because on you, let's say you want to make the eruv on Shabbos for the next day. Well, that becomes a problem because you can't walk out on Shabbos 2,000 amos with the eruv to make konu shvisa because you have a hotzoyah issue. Right, lo matzi mamti le, but tzarich lo lichom erev Shabbos. You'd have to go on erev Shabbos. Via mart ba'alma nafshki b'vaysi mishum holil. If you say, okay, just sit in the house because of holil, hachinami asi lemismach alei. This person now on Shabbos afternoon will say, oh, holil, I could have walked there, even though you only can say holil if the possibility exists. But on Shabbos, the possibility doesn't exist because you can't walk there because it's outside. It's a hotzoy issue, right? Hachinami, right. There's no hovel there. So make the gezeira. You don't say hovel because of the issue of yontif of Shabbos followed by yontif. So the Gemara asks another question. So Eisvei niskavin lishbos rishus harabim. Guy has kavana to sit and make his shvisa in the rishus harabim. Veheniyoch eruvo bekotel, and he puts his eruv, I guess, inside some sort of ledge in the wall, right near where he's trying to go kone shvisa. So now, where is the ledge in this wall? Right, if it is lemata me'asar tvachim, if it is lower than 10 tvachim, eruvo eruv. But if it's lemala me'asar tvachim, ain eruvo eruv. But if it's above 10 tvachim, it's not an eruv. So what happens lemata me'asar tvachim? So first of all, we have to be talking about that it's outside of his daladamos. Because if it's inside his daladamos, that goes up, shoots up, and it's just filled up with sand, and it's in his spot. But it's outside of his daladamos, in a wall. Lamatim yutvachim, the eruv is an eruv. Why? The afakar de eruv chutz la'arba amos of Rashi says, nevertheless, machi shakulei v'asuye pachas me arba amos. He could still carry it, pachas me arba amos, the ha'afil b'shabas lo asar ki egam ne'el mishum shvus d'rabonon, vach v'en ha'shmosu lo gozer. We're going for the shita of Rabbi. It's only a shvus to carry pachas me'dalad amos each time. So he could carry it because he is in Rishus Arabim. And basically, his Eruv is in a Karmelis. So it's only the Rabbanon that he can't carry it. Benish Masos, so we say, Rebbe says, there's no Xeros and they can carry it. But if it's Lamalim, Yasar Tvachim, ain't Eruv or Eruv. Why? Because the Ma'arv is in Rishus Rabim, and if it's above Yud Tvachim, now the Eruv is where? It's in Rishus HaYachin. Right? And therefore, he cannot bring the Eruv to him. Since the Eruv is outside his Dal Amos, it's not considered with one Rishus. So therefore, it's not in his rishus. He's got a problem if it's. So the Gemara now asks. The Gemara continues. Now, niskavim lishbos berosh hashovach. Is it pictures? No, but the picture. If he has kavana to put the eruv on top of the birdhouse, I guess, right, which I guess is above Yud Tvachim, o berosh hamigdal, or he wants to put it on top of the of some sort of chest or closet, right, a wooden closet, right? These things are standing in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, good. These things are standing in Rishus HaRabim. They're very tall. Now, if he puts the Eruv, Lamala Me'asar Tvachim, and he puts the Eruv on top of your Tvachim, then Eruv or Eruv. But Lamata Me'asar Tvachim ain't Eruv or Eruv. What's going on here? So if it's Lamala Me'asar Tvachim, Eruv or Eruv, why? Because even though he cannot bring the Eruv to his Makom Shvisa, because what happens is that the Eruv is high. If he goes and brings it outside of where the Eruv is sitting, he's bringing it within the Avir of a Rishus HaRabim. So that high, Avir Rishus HaYachid. If you're that high, you're bringing the Eruv through a Rishus HaYachid. So it's in a Rishus HaRabim. He's Makom Shvisa in a Rishus HaRabim, but he's got to pull it out through a Rishus HaYachid. I think that's how it works. Rashi says, but that's the problem. But he can go down, right? He can go down and eat it, right? Let's read Rashi again. Imlo mal me'sar hinicho eruva eruv. The last Rashi, the last short lines. V'yafo pish inu yochel litlo misham. Even though he can't get it from there, he can't go there and buvavila makom shvisasa and bring it to his own where his shvisa is on top of the aron. The hamamti le mersusa yochel rishus hayachid. I said the wrong way. It's in rishus hayachid, and he's sitting in rishus hayachid. Derech avi rishus harabim. But when he brings it outside into the airspace is rishus harabim. The Kaimalah, and then we learned the motion that Filim Alam Yukhai. You can't pull from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim via a Rishus HaRabim. Hare yachol leirei la'ochlo. He can go down from his makom shvisa and eat it where it is. La'ochlo v'makom shumunach sham. The cave of the lamal meisara who have a makom shvisa so mamish. The chol lamal meisara adrakia chad resusi. Everything's above 10 tefachim here. He's above 10 tefachim. The Arab is above 10 tefachim, so he can just go down and eat it. It's in the same rishus. But lamata meisara tefachim. But if it's lamata meisara tefachim, which is it is a kamalus now, then in iruva iruv. It's not a good Erev. Why? The halo mati l'mishkele mayhu karmelis vasu l'rosh l'migdal sheshov v'sham v'shem avir shesarabim d'matkele derech avir v'shesarab v'shesarachiv v'inach v'shesarab. Same way, he can't go down v'achalei hasam napikle mimakam shvisa so v'ein su d'ruy me'objom v'makam v'inan. It's not in the same place. He's not in the right place because he's in a karmelis. And how does it work? He can't bring it there because it goes to the Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. Right, because it's in a karmelis. To swing it up, it will go through the Rishus HaRabim into where he is in Rishus HaYachid, because he's on top. And even though he can go down to eat it, he would still be leaving his Makom Shvisa. Because before, he was in Rishus HaYachid and the thing was Rishus HaYachid. Now he's in Rishus HaYachid and the thing's in a karmelis, so he's leaving his Makom Shvisa and that doesn't work. So Gemara asks him, if we say Hoyel, we'll tip the box over. Maybe he could just tip the box over. I mean, the answer is going to be simple. It's nailed in. He can't tip the box over. But the Gemara says, "Va'amai, why? Say Hovil, Hova Yachol Lintoso Lavil Tochasara. He could tip the box over, and therefore his Makom Shvisa, which would be still on top of the box, now the top of the box is tipped over, but it's lower than a Sarek Fachim. Right? Tip the box over. Right? Rashi says, "Va'amai Lemata Miyud Eino Erev Neima." Let's say Hovil Yachol Lintos Hamigdal. Since you can tip the closet over, ulashlicho lamata, and throw it down, the nimsa makom shvisoso mutala aritz v'rishus harabim, and now his makom shvisa is in rishus harabim, because it's below the 10 tefachim, v'shokalei mekarmelis v'achaliv makom shvisoso. Why the halo gosh rosh shvus, the halo karkach rebi? It's rebi, every Shabbos you can bring it from the karmelis into the rishus harabim. So Gemara answers, amar rebi yirmi ahaka b'migdal mesumar askinon. It's nailed in. Can't tip it over. You can say hovel if the possibility exists. The possibility doesn't exist. You can't say hovel. The other possibility doesn't exist because the closet is nailed in. So Rava Amr says afilu tema. You can say that b'migdal she'enam asumar. Even if it's not nailed in, there could be a situation with a problem. But hachal b'migdal aroch askinam. We're dealing with a very very long closet. Di mamkile porta azil chutz la'aramos. Because if you tilt it over, then the edge is going to be outside 4 amos. So basically, what happens? If you tilt it over, then the top of the closet is going to be outside the 4 amos where it was to begin with. And then it's no longer in the same place where he had kavan. Then the Erev, I guess, is not in the place where he had kavan to do a shvisa. You have 4 amos to put your makom shvisa, right? So if I have the closet, the thing, and I tip it over. Right, I had the makom shvisa was over here, so this is where it is. If I tip it over, now it's more than 4 tefachim. So now I've removed my makom shvisa four amos from where I had the makom shvisa, and that's no longer considered a valid eruv. Right, Rashi says the chimatli the migdal adahavi l'rosho l'matam yud. If you tip the closet so that it's the top is lower than yud tefachim, nafikli rosho chutz l'dal amos. The top is now more than 4 amos away from where the migdal was standing originally. You're no longer in the 4 amos that you had originally had intention to have your makom shvisa. Now you're no longer, it's no longer in your makom shvisa, and that's not considered a valid eruv tchumim. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask on the brisa to begin with, because we had mentioned that you can't bring you couldn't bring the Erev out up from where it was into your Makom Shvisa on top, because you're going to be using the Avir Rishus HaRabim outside. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, Idi Ika Kasa Misna, Laite Bekavsa Misna. So the Gemara says, the less they kap to the Misna. Maybe there's a hole on top, and it's tied to a rope, and you can just pull it up through a rope, this pulley system, so it never goes outside into the Rishus HaRabim, it's only going through Rishus HaYachid, and therefore you won't have a problem. Okay, so there is no hole in rope. That's the case. It doesn't have that, and therefore it is a problem. Still would be a problem to bring it from the to go bring it Because to bring it, you'd have to bring it from, it's sitting resting Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you bring it through the Avi Rosh Hashanah and back to your Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're Machmir Shmisa. Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned, Nisano Bebor, if you put the Eruv in a pit, Afilu Amok Meya Amo, even if it's 100 Amos deep, Eruvro Eruv, it's still considered a valid Eruv. So, Hai Bor De Kai Hecha, where is this Bor situated? So, Ilem with the Kai Rishus HaYachid, if the Bor is situated in a Rishus HaYachid, so then Pshita, then what's the problem? Rishus HaYachid, what's the Mishnah be Machadish? That's a valid, it's a valid Eruv. Rishus HaYachid Ola Ala Rakiya, Yehech the Sakala El, Hachinam de Natal Tachas. Rishus HaRabin goes up to the top, it goes up, keeps going up, and goes down as well. So, what here? So, you made your Makam Shvisa where? In Rishus HaYachid. You're standing in Rishus HaYachid, and your Eruv Tchumim is where? It's all the way down in the pit, which is also Rishus HaYachid. What's the problem? Everything's in Rishus HaYachid. Right? He says, Rashi says, Hach Yarsin, Pshita, Rishus HaYachid, Ola Rukiyah, Yehechi Salki Lael, Hachi Nami Nachas L'Tachas, right? Umay Afilu. It's Bor Amak Asar, Rishus HaYachid. If it's 10 Tfachim deep, it's a Rishus HaYachid. Same thing, up, tell Rishus HaYachid. It's Bor Rishus HaYachid. So then, you're in Rishus HaYachid, your Eruv is Rishus HaYachid, it shouldn't be no problem. So Ella must be the Kai Rishus HaRabim. So it's in Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so the Bor is in Rishus HaRabim. So you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, and the Eruv is in the Bor, which is in Rishus HaYachid. Now, it's again, so Neskavim Lishmos Hecha. So where does he have Kavanah to make his Makom Shvisa? Ilamala, if he has Kavanah to make his Makom Shvisa on top, right, on the ground level, well then his Makom Shvisa is Rishus HaRabim, the Bor is Rishus HaYachid. Pashin is no good because you can't get to it. Right? Ilamala, hu b'makom echad, the Eruv b'makom acher hu. It's no good. Right, so the ilamata, and if he has kavana to do the shvisa at the bottom of the pit, so pshita hu eruv makam echad. Again, then he's in a rishus hayachid, his heirs are rishus hayachid. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara says lo tzricha de kai b'karmelis. The boar is standing in a karmelis. Right, there's a boar in the fields. Right, the boar is itself ten deep, so it's a rishus hayachid. But in this kavin lishpos l'mala, and he has kavana to do makam shvisa above, which means he has kavana to do makam shvisa in a karmelis. But the Eruv is in a Rishus HaYachid. And we say, so you would think, oh, maybe it's no good because it's different Rishuyos. So the Mishnah is saying, Rabbi, the Mishnah is going according to Shita Rabbi, the Amar called Dover, Shum Mishnah Shvus, Lo Gazala Ben Shmasos. No, because Ben Shmasos is where you call Nishvisa. Ben Shmasos is no Durabanon, right? So therefore, Ben Shmasos is accessible because you go back to the Doraisa rule, which would allow you to carry from a Karmelis versus HaYachid and vice versa. It's only Durabanon that you can't carry from a Karmelis versus HaYachid. And if you hold like Rebbe, that the Rabbanan does not come into play during Ben Shmashos. And Ben Shmashos is the time when you're koni Yom HaKoshvisa. So at the moment when you're koni Yom HaKoshvisa, there was no issue with getting your Eruv. Okay. Next. Nisano Berosh O Berosh HaKundas. So you put the Eruv on the top of a reed or on the top of some wooden pole. Okay? So bizman shehu talush v'na'utz, if the, let's say the reed, has already been torn out or, you know, or detached from its growth place, v'na'utz, and then you dug it into the pikaka where you are now, afilu gavoa meya ama hareza eruv. Even if it is 100 amos high, it is an eruv, because even though they are so high, how does it work? Rashi says, "Hoil the enu rach of dalid lamata." Since it's not wide, four tefachim by the on the bottom, lav rishus hayachid have. It's not considered rishus hayachid. There's a difference. The apagav the lamala dalid, even though above it's dalid, the high eruv agabi makam dalid by inan. Yeah, the eruv is on top makam dalid, but the bottom is not, so it's not considered rishus hayachid. So it's still in rishus haravim, and your shvisa is rishus haravim, the eruv is rishus haravim, and it is fine. Okay. The Gemara says, Rami le Rav Adda bar Masna le Rava. So Rav Adda bar Masna asked the following to Rava. Basically, make the diuk. Talush v'notes in, if it's detached and then nailed in, I guess, then it's considered an Erev. But lo talush v'notes, but if it's mechubah le karka, if it's still mechubah le karka, I guess, as it was, lo, that's not considered an Erev. What's the reason? Why? Why would it be a problem? The problem is because then you would have to make use of the kaneh on Shabbos, making use of the Kana on Shabbos is a Derabana violation because of Shema, you know, you make use of the trees. Well, whose shita is that? That if you have a Derabana issue on Benish Mashos, it's still an issue. That's Rabbanan. That's not Revi. So Gemara basically says, so Mani, Rabbanan he, the Amri, Kol Davish Humisham Shvus, Gazulam Benish Mashos. There is a Gzeir Benish Mashos, even for anything that's a Shvus, right? And Vaha Amart, we just established the other Mishnah as Revi, right? And so Reisha Revi v'Sefer Rabbanon. So we say one Mishnah is Revi, one Mishnah is Rabbanon. If you have, again, if you're having an issue here, the only issue would be with the tree that's attached. The issue is that you're going to use the tree. Using the tree is a din de Rabbanon, Gzeir Shem Kotz Mishum Kotzer. It's a din de Rabbanon. So if it's Revi, that Shush shouldn't apply Benish Mashos, and should be accessible. But the Mishnah says it's not accessible at Benish Mashos because it's in an attached tree or attached reed. That's no problem when you point to Rabbanon. So now we have one Mishnah going like Rebbe, one Mishnah going like the Rabbanon. So Gemara says, Amalei, so Rabbi answers, Kfar Rami Le, Rami Bar Chama, Rav Chisda. That question was already asked. Rami Bar Chama already asked that to Rav Chisda. B'shani Le, he said, Ein Chanami, Reisha Rabbi, Sefer Rabbanon. Yeah, one Mishnah going like Rebbe, one Mishnah going like Rabbanon. So Ravina Amar, no, he says, no, Kula Rebbe, he. The entire, both the Mishnahs going like Rebbe. Okay, V'Sefa, so our Mishnah, which says that when the Kana is Mechubar, it's not considered an Eruv. The reason why it's not considered an Eruv is not because you're not allowed to use anything that's Mechubar the Karka. It's a different reason. It's Gzeira Shema Yikdom. There's another Gzeira because this Kana, I guess, is very soft. And we're Choshesh that when you take off the Eruv, you're going to rip it. And then you're going to violate an Issa D'Oraisa, Mishin Kotze. The problem is, so it's still a Derabanan, all right? It's still a Gzeira. Right, so if it's still a Gzeira, doesn't it still make it, isn't that the problem? So he says, Rashi says Gzeira, right? Rashi says Gzeira Shem Yiktum. Lefisha Kana Rachu. Ika Lemigzar Shem Yiktum Kishakli. You're worried that he's going to rip it when you take the Eruv off. Aval Inon Kashanhu. Okay, but Uven HaShmashos. Ben HaShmashos Shem Yaleh V'Yitlosh Loi Chashina. That he doesn't make kosher for. But the difference is, Aval Iktimas Kana, Rashi says, Vadaihi. It's definitely going to happen. He's making it almost like a sick ratio here. Vadaihi. I did Rikika Miktima. Below Shvusu, El Mlacha de Machai Mishim Kotzer. He says, no, it's not Zerish Shem Yikta. Basically, Rashi's saying, it's almost like a sick ratio over here, and when you're going to go grab it, it's going to rip. Tough to say that. I don't know. It if it goes rips, even if it's a sick ratio, it's a Dar Shein was Kavin. I don't understand how that answers the question. Okay. Now, next case is going to show that Rav Nachman used these kanim, he used these reeds. Ahi pul Musa. He had this, you know, there was a whole regiment of soldiers, the Aslan Naharda, that came to Naharda. Amar Luhu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says to his Talmidim, there's not going to be enough room in the shul today because they're all sitting there. So Puk Avide Kavushe Kavshi Be'agma. Go to the pond, I guess, and I guess fold up the kinim so that we can make these sort of chairs. Ulumachar Nezel V'Nisav Alayu. And tomorrow we can sit on these reeds and we'll learn over there. So Esi Ram Rav Chama Rav Nachman, Tzarni Rav Chama goes and asks Rav Nachman, the Amala Rav Ukva Bar Abba Rav Nachman, some say it was Rav Ukva, who asked Rav Nachman, our Mishnah said, Talosh V'Nodes in, Lo Talosh V'Lo Nodes Lo. When the reeds are not detached, you may not use them. They're like a tree. No, you not out of the Tchum.
What's the problem? He didn't even push out.
But I guess he didn't rip them.
So?
So therefore, the problem is we just said that you may not use, our Mishnah said that you may not use the key, that you only can use the reeds if they're detached.
No, but I say, once he bent it down and flattened it out, isn't it like he's sitting on grass?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. So we'll answer. We'll get to that. So low tallers, low nodes. So I'm really answering Mahasim. There, the Mishnah is talking about the Uz Radin. They're very hard. Those reeds in the Mishnah were hard, and if we were sat on those. We sat on those would be a problem, but we're talking about soft ones, right? They're considered like a yerek, like grass, I guess. And there's no issue to use these because they're soft, right? I think it's what you're saying, right? Rashi says uzdarin means shehukshu kvar harei ki'ilan. The kisharina, the ones that we're permitting, is because she'enon uzdarin, but oda kanin rakim to have a yerek. They're like vegetation, right? Ubi yerek lo hiskiru chacham shvus. Sitting on grass, not a problem. So Uminatema the Shanile bin Uzradin Lushain Uzradin. Do we have any source to say there's a distinction between Uzradin and not Uzradin? Or it says, yeah, this Sanya, the following Brysa to Toseftin Kilayim. Hakonim the Haatadin the Hahigin, these are all types of thorns, min Ilanhain. They are considered like trees, not vegetation, and therefore the Ilan Kilayim Bekarim. And therefore they won't become Kilayim if you plant them in the vineyard. But the Torah says Hakanim the Hakidon the Haurbanin min Yarekain the Hain Kilayim. The vegetation that considered Kilayim. So Kasha Adadi is a stira, because he said Kanim are trees and say Kanim are Yarek. Which one is which? Kanim with a Nun and Kanim with a Mem is the same thing. So Elosh Mamina, what's the distinction? Kahan, the Brisa Rishona that says that they consider like a tree, and therefore it's not a Kilayim problem, that's Uz Radin, that's when they're hard. Kahan, the second Brisa, which says that it is a Kilayim problem, is Bishain Uz Radin, then they're soft. Shmamina, you see there's a distinction whether they're soft and when they're hard, just like the distinction there, the distinction between our Mishnah and what Rav Nachman did by making the reed mats. Okay.
That doesn't make sense that you did, just because it changes physical property, you go from Kahan to Nachman. Same product.
It's a different quality. Different quality. So, it's not so maybe for client, no.
The fact that you're putting two
no. And it had some of the rules are. I don't know client, but I guess the rule is that it has to have certain qualities. If it doesn't have certain qualities, it changes. It becomes a different product.
All right.
You have to look at the Mishnayos and client to learn that. See, so we're having enough time to figure out the Erev Nishan. You're going to hop on the client? That's what the process is. Okay.
I'm not
having
most on that one.
So,
what? So now the Gemara is talking about right? We mentioned kidon in the Mishnah, right? The kidon we said was a vegetation. The kida min yaraku, is kidon really a yarak? I don't know. How do you touch kidon? What does it say kidon is?
Here's
kashrut. What do you call it?
Kashrut.
I don't know what that is. Okay. V'hatna, we have a Mishnah. Well, he's saying it's a vegetable, but we have a Mishnah that says ein markivin, you can't make graft. Pegam agabe kida levana vipneshu yerek beilan, because the pegam is a yerek and the kida levana is an elan. So which way is it? Our Tosefta said the kidon is a vegetation, and this Tosefta says kidon is a tree. So Amar Rav Papa said no, kida lechud, kida levana lechud. The Brisa says kidon, and this Brisa says kida levana. One is a vegetation, and one is considered a tree. They're different. Okay, fine.
Yeah, it could be something like bamboo. Everyone's young and soft.
Right, well, that's what
we're
talking about.
When you get really old and hard.
Right, but here we don't have to go that far because it's two different things. Yeah. One's Kida and one's Kida Levana. Gemara's answering that's the difference. One Bryce is talking about one item, one Bryce is talking about another item. All right. Now the Mishnah is going to continue talking about placing your Eruv Tumin in different places. Okay. Misanobin Migdal. You put the Eruv in this sort of chest, right? It's like a clothing chest, right? The Avan HaMavteach, he lost the key, right? Tanakhama says, Hareza the Eruv. It's still considered an Eruv. The Gemara doesn't explain why. It's still considered an Eruv. Reb Eliezer Omer, Im Einu Yodeya Shemavteach B'mkomo, I guess if you don't know where the key is, Einu Eruvo. Einu Eruv. That's not considered a valid Eruv, because it's not considered him and the Eruv in the same place. Because he can't get it. Can't get to it. He lost the key. Right. Well, there's an issue over there. People have what happened. You know, the Eruv Chatzeros, the same halacha applies. The Eruv Chatzeros is always put in someone's house. Well, let's say he leaves for Shabbos and locks the door. You don't have access to it. Is that a problem? I don't know. The Amai. So the Gemara is going to ask, according to the Tanakhama, if it's considered a valid Eruv, if he can't get to it, what's the difference between this and once he's Rosh Hashanah, he's Rosh Hashanah. If he can't get to it, he can't get to it. So the Gemara says, "V'amai hu b'makom echar v'makom acharu." He's in one place, and the air is another place. Even though they're both in Rishus Ariyachid, since he can't get to it, it's as if he's in two places. How can that be a valid Eruv? So Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Rav Shmuel both say, "Hacha, what are we dealing with over here? We're not talking about a wooden chest. It's b'migdal shelivein in maskinan. We're talking about a chest made of bricks." Okay. Nope. The Amai who b'makom echav eruv b'makom acher hu. Rav Shmuel Amri Tavayu Hacha b'migdal shelivein in askin. It's a migdal of bricks. And Rav Meir he. It's a migdal of bricks that don't have cement. They're just piled one on top of the other. And it's going like Rav Meir Shita the Amar who says in Beitza, he's talking about Yontif, that poches lichatchila v'notel. you can destroy or take down this wall, right? And there's no problem of Soser. This Nan, you see over there, Bayish Shemilo Perus, you have a house that's filled with fruits inside, and it's closed up, then Nivchas, and it opened, and everything fell down, right? No tell me Mokom Abchas. You can go and take the Peros from the hole. There's no Muksa issue. Rebbe Omeyer Omer Pokes Minot L'Chachilin. You can take down the bricks one at a time as well. So the Gemara says, Va'amr of Nachman Bar Ad Amr Shmuel Bar Biru Delivni. Over there we're talking about, like I said before, with these bricks that are placed one on top of another without any cement. So Hachanami Bar Biru Delivni. So to our Mishnah is talking about Avira Delivni. Okay, so continue tomorrow, but the very important Tosfos over here, Tosfos S, Bam Kasha. He says, what's the Havamin over here? The Havamin over here is, before we said that it was bricks, we said that it was in an Aron, right? And Stam Aron is Eitz. So Tosfos S, Im Tomer, Ha Hashta, Tosfos Vamai, Ha Hashta Saka Daitach, the Havamin, it's the Migdal Eitz Ayri. We're dealing with a wooden chest, basically. The Havi Kli, which is a Kli, right? It's a Kli. The Kamashani Hachav the Migdal Shalavanim Askinan. And then we say, no, it's not an H, we say it's Levain, unless we're dealing with it's a Kli. Right? Nevertheless, but oh, the Stam Migdal Shabashash shall eight. And most times it says Migdal and Shas, it's an eight. So if Im Kain, my Parach, Hare, what's the question in the Havimina? What do you mean, who Mutav Eru Makam Akher? We have a concept of Ein Binyan Vesir Bekalim. If it's Ein Binyan Vesir Bekalim, Rashi says, he says, Im Kain, my Parach, Hare Mutal Shavir is a Kli. The Lito Mother Potoko. You let it break open a Kli and take what's inside. Because Ein Stira Bekalim, right? Kiditzanam, the Parachavis, we saw in the end of Masach Shabbos, Shover, Adam, Esachavis, Lito, Menagrogris. You want to break open the barrel to get the produce that's inside, right? The time of the summer, like we said, because Mishum, the Ein Bin, the Stira Bekalim. If this is a Kli, what's the problem? The Gemara says, Hubim Makam Acher. No, it's not. Break open the wooden box. What's the problem? It's no Stira when it comes to a Kli. So here, this is one of the most important Tosim. Tosfos says, he says, either you can say that we're talking about a really, really big migdol, and it's not considered a kli anymore, or more importantly, Tosfos says, a little further down, no, the whole idea of ain't bin b'stira b'kelim is, what's Tosfos Shita, only applies to a mustaki. The mustaki is something that's really not put together, it's a very flimsy, put together flimsy. Tosfos says, what?
Like the
bricks. Exactly. That's not even a kli, those are just, they're not even considered together, not even attached. That comes into the whole idea of opening cans and bags and stuff on Shabbos. We assume, I think the Mishnah Brewer assumes, Shin Yudalit assumes like Tosos that we can only open based on a what?
That's why we rip it.
So that's why you rip it and destroy it. There are others who say that no. I think Rosh Hashanah Shmir Shabbos says that cans are considered mustaki. These things are mustaki. They're flimsy. They're not used to be kept because you're going to toss them out. So that's they're not considered the mustaki. But yet, this is the Tosas. From this sugya comes the whole issue of opening and closing opening cans and bags on Shabbos. But just let's go to this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch here in Shimon since Shin Sadi Dalet Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says Nisano b'Migdal. If you put it in this chest, v'no b'fanav Adam Machteiv Kodem Chashecha. If you lost the key. If the only way you can get the Erev out is to do an absolute dindo raisa malacha, hareze kemisha avad, the eno Erev, sharei eef shal ochlo. You can't get to it. If getting to it is a doraisa problem, then a shmashos, you cannot get to it. Mishnah Berurah says, malacha gemura, kegon shesarich listor hamigdol o hadeles. Mishnah Berurah says you have a problem here of stira. So the Ber Halacha, he says, he has a big question. He says, even if it's a regular binyan, what malacha doraisa do you have here? What is going on here? When is stira a problem, a doraisa? Stira is a doraisa of so sarmanas livnos. What are you doing here? Not so sarmanas livnos. Who cares how big the building is? You're breaking it down. You're not breaking it down with the mindset to rebuild it.
That's the
law. So he says, it's only kilkel. So he gives two answers, and one answer becomes a problem with opening packages. He says, answer number two, he says, it may be a derabbanan, but there's certain derabbanans that even Rebbe held that you can't do on, that they're so close to the oraisas that even Rebbe said that you couldn't. This is in Shin Sadi Dalit. Even Rebbe said that you can't go. He says, And those were cases also that Rebbe had certain cases where even though he doesn't hold that shvus applies on his shvusos, his really, really heavy duty shvusim would apply. But answer number one, he says, from London, so Efshar, the Choshev says, Sosar Amanas Lasake. This is considered Sosar Amanas Livnos. Sosar Amanas Livnos doesn't necessarily mean that you Sosar are conditioned to actually build. It's Sosar Amanas for a constructive purpose. And the constructive purpose here is to get the Erev out of the box. He says, the Tzarech Lastira Mishuma Erev Shemunach Besocho. So therefore, that comes now. So Sosar Amanas, what? That's what he holds. And he points to what he says in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Mem. We're talking about opening up a letter on Shabbos as well to look over there also. But over there, it could be Mishnah Berurah. You have to get around this Mishnah Berurah now. This being a lot, they're talking about opening packages. Because if Sosar, if it's considered a constructive purpose to get to what's inside, so what does destroying the bag do? You're making it kilkel. So what are you making it kilkel? It was a positive stira because the positive was not making the kli. The positive or the beneficial act was getting the food out of it. Right, so you have to deal with that. We will stop here. Everyone have a good day. Have a good chodesh.